For 20 years, thousands of Australians have made the trek north to Arnhem Land for the Garma Festival. It's 4 days of dance, discussion and debate, and it's become more important than ever since governments have seriously begun considering treaties and constitutional reform. For the Yunupingu family, Garma started as a small gathering for ceremony, and it's grown to become an internationally renowned cultural festival. Here's Indigenous Affairs correspondent Bridget Brennan.
Overlooking the spectacular East Arnhem coastline, Dapanbal Yunupingu has set up camp at Garma. She's been coming here since this festival began in 1998.
Every year there's some people come in from other communities from around the world as well to come and celebrate the Yolngu side and to learn Yolngu culture as well.
And what is the significance of this site? It's such a beautiful area. Is this a ceremony site for your clan?
Yeah, it was a ceremony place where people come in and learn the culture and the dancing. We grew up here during the festival every year. And we had kids and their kids are growing up at this festival as well.
At Garma, politicians, business leaders and Indigenous groups from all across Australia are here to tackle weighty concerns. This weekend, there'll be talk of treaties, the slow progress on closing the gap and constitutional recognition. Denise Bowden is from the Yothiyindi Foundation and she's the director of the Garma Festival.
To the credit of the Yolngu, they've always had a very strong voice. Quite a thing to be acknowledged, I think. And I think also in terms of history, we've had a very strong sort of leadership with regard to the national voice. So Garma's very important, not only just for the Yolngu though. We obviously have a lot of Indigenous leaders here.
Last year, the government rejected the call for a referendum to establish a permanent Indigenous advisory body. Since then, a parliamentary committee has been told again that Indigenous people want a national body to represent them.
Probably right of me to say that there was a lot of disappointment. I think there was also a lot of, overexcited people thinking that we'd probably get quite an easy solution. It's not an easy solution to have found. So voice to parliament, constitutional reform is still very much a big highlight of this year's event. So let's see if we can't keep progressing it.
Dapanbal Yunupingu's father was the late and celebrated Yothiyindi frontman Dr. M. Yunupingu, and she says he'd be proud of what Garma has become.
I would be happy. What an amazing part he have put for us.
Dapanbal Yunupingu, ending that report by Bridget Brennan.